And the last kick of the game completes an awful afternoon for Liverpool.
Yeah, I was thinking that, to be honest. When I was sitting there, I was thinking, I hope they don't recognise me and I've got to play against them. They'll be booing it. They'll be booing me on Wednesday night.
What about the family's reaction? They must be, are they all heading down for the game tomorrow?
Or? Yeah, I've got 20 coming down, yeah, so it should be a mixture between friends and family, so it should be good, yeah. My old boss is coming down, who I used to root for, so it'll be a nice night for him as well.
Noon picks it up, may go for goal from here, just outside the box, onto his left foot, rips into the corner! He surprised everyone! It's fully deserved, he's in the form of his life, and Craig Noon gives the Seagulls the lead!
It's an incredible story, isn't it? You did actually lay the tiles on Stevie G's, and he could be coming back for this game.
Yeah, I mean, he was getting the conversions done, and on the back of his house and a games room and gym, and I was working on it, fortunately for me, and then to be playing against him now, when I was working there I dreamed of it, and now it's happening. It's a bit surreal.
Is he, you know, if you had to pick out a Liverpool player, that someone that you've sort of like grown up with?
Number one, he's the one that, yeah, look up to as a Liverpool fan, and I think every Liverpool fan looks up to him, and Carragher is the current team now that are just play for Liverpool for the whole career, so.
Is it going to be difficult, I mean, in a way, like, for you to even sleep? I mean, the adrenaline is going to be pumping the next 24 hours for you particularly.
Yeah, it hasn't really sunk in, really. I'm just looking forward to the game and to playing my normal game, but obviously I'm going to get nervous before the game, but I think I'll be all right sleeping and stuff, but when I cross that line, I'll be a bit nervous before it, but then I'll just have to perform if I play.